There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you here on a Monday morning. It's great to have football back. We'll talk about it a lot today over the next 3 hours. On today's program, Michael Lombardi, longtime NFL executive, VSiN host on the show in an hour. And later on today, 2.5 hours from right now, Mike Dettillier, who covers the Saints, the NFL in general, in New Orleans. Always a great guest on this program. We'll talk a little NFC South with him because of the Tom Brady stuff going on in Tampa. Is it time to be buying on the Saints or maybe the Panthers to win that division? Paulie, I thought it was so much fun to have all these games back over the weekend. I watched as much as I possibly could. In fact, I went back and watched one of the games twice. That was 49ers-Packers because I thought a lot of good stuff took place in that game. And clearly the story has been the amount of points that we're getting so far. And I'll tie that in. There are two games on the betting board right now for week number two. I'll get to here in a little bit. But so far in the preseason, 14-3 to the over. 14-3 to the over. And some of these games are absolutely flying by those numbers. Our buddy Adam Chernoff with a good breakdown, right? The games this week average two more plays per game and 0.3 yards per play more than last week in week one. The difference is offenses are converting up and down the board. Last year, actually, we had more offensive plays in week one, almost 90 more offensive plays. This year, only about 100 more yards. But 150-plus more points have been scored this year. Slightly more plays per game. Not that many more yards per play. But the average yards per point, way down. Hence, all these games flying over.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've seen, and we can go down the entire list of, like, backups and third-string quarterbacks that played really, really well over the weekend.
Yep. 8-0 start. First 8 games go over. And now I want to see how the books adjust. And if they over-adjust now with week two, when we get week two numbers coming out here. The other, maybe Murray should call the plays all the time. Murray called the plays. Arizona looked great and scored a ton of points. But it was wacky what happened with something. The Buffalo game was fun. The Green Bay game was back and forth.
Yeah.
The Seattle-Pittsburgh game was awesome. And the quarterback play in that game, which, you know, Chuck Edel loved the over and it flew over. But you had so many, you have the quarterback battles with both teams, and Pickett looked great too when he got in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I will say both those teams, you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. The other thing,
it doesn't matter. Locke, Trubisky, yeah. Rudolph, they all look pretty good.
A lot of people pissed off at the NFL Network too. What is this, leaving games that are tied with 5 minutes left?
I don't understand
that
decision.
Switching to these other games all weekend.
Rightfully so. You cannot make that call. Folks, the game is not even starting yet, and the other game is tied. We're all invested here. Let's settle down a little bit.
Sure.
You'd never do that in a regular season.
No.
I will tell you how the books have adjusted. So the average closing number on the total this year in week one, 34.9. Well, two games are on the board as we speak. Bears at Seahawks. Seattle's laying 3.5. That total right now is 39.5. And the other game is Friday night so far. Panthers are at the Patriots. Ooh. Carolina's a point. That total also 39.5. So look at that. Just from week one alone, it's bumped up nearly 5 full points.
Mm-hmm. I like Seattle in that game.
The Bears. You like them already?
Yeah. Bears' first half was ugly against Kansas City.
Oh, they were horrendous.
Yes, they were. Right. Good second half, but again, Seattle's going to be playing the quarterbacks for much of the game, Geno and Locke.
You know, were you questioning the decision to come out? And I know there's a whole back and forth on these guys can get hurt anytime, whatever you play them. But Mahomes came out there for, and by the way, right down the field for a touchdown.
Yeah.
But for Reed to play Mahomes, and this is like, you know, Zach Wilson was hurt, and the news is, you know, it's better than they expected, but I still don't think it's great news for the Zach Wilson stuff.
No, the other stuff was people were reporting it too early. There were several reports out for the year.
Well, no, I know.
It's like, what are you doing?
But also,
I don't have a problem if you're going to play a guy a series or two.
But also,
Wilson needs to be in there.
Yeah, that's the thing is, it's very convenient now. Yeah. I've heard this already all weekend. Like, what are you doing playing Zach Wilson? Who is Zach Wilson exactly to skip the preseason?
Right.
You need to be out there and play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very unfortunate, and it stinks for, you know, Jets fans and people who have, you know, maybe it doesn't, because Saleh actually said earlier this year Joe Flacco should be a starting quarterback in this league. Well, yeah. I mean, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. That was a fluke, non-contact, didn't look good, but now maybe he misses a couple games only after the reports he was going to be out for the year, or it was a torn ACL.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these guys need work. I mean, Wilson has, you know, with what they did in the draft, the new weapons, the new wide receivers, you're right, he didn't have a good year last year. And, with only three games as opposed to four now, if you want to run the guy out there for a couple of series, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, it goes both ways for me, right? A guy like Aaron Rodgers, if he doesn't want to play, he doesn't have to play. I think we can all give him a break and agree on that. But flip it, and a guy that clearly has never proven himself ever in the league, only in his second year, yeah, he probably needs to get out there and get the reps against, you know, real competition. But some of these other players that really, again, and this is why we're going to see such a big bump in the numbers this week, and then we'll find out what coaches are going to say and how much playing time we think these guys are actually going to get. And why the games went over, but the anticipation out there already, people are saying that Kenny Pickett's going to be starting by the first half of the season, maybe sooner than that, in Pittsburgh. And Trubisky played well. And Kenny Pickett just was, again, careful here, who he's playing, that kind of deal.
But way too aggressive. That comment's too aggressive.
That he's going to be in the first, like, half of the season?
Well, yeah, he's been terrible in camp.
I would totally agree,
you
Paul.
Have to
You can't exactly go based on playing third-string players in the first pre. This guy's got to start. Maybe he should be, because the guys in front of him aren't that great, but come on here.
Right. Yeah, I mean, these guys will be out of work in a couple weeks. So you have to take into consideration who he's doing it against, even though he played well.
But again, back to our conversation on Friday, some of the players who actually have had good preseason play and, like, resumes. Again, this is what we're talking about right now. We're talking about preseason betting. Forget the regular season. A guy like Drew Lock can play in the preseason. And he played well again in that same game. He was 11 of 15. For 102 yards, had a couple of touchdowns. His rating was 131.1. He's good. Chase Daniel put up pretty good numbers. He can play.
Yep.
And then you saw a couple of, like, surprisingly good performances. How about Bryce Perkins Saturday night?
Yep.
For the Rams, played really well with those numbers. And Skylar Thompson got the whole game for the Dolphins. Could you ask for much more out of a preseason debut for him?
That surprised me, the amount of time and how he did.
20 of 28 for 218 yards and one touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Yep. And Perkins went the whole way, too, and they scored points, which usually hasn't happened under McVay.
Yeah.
But the one thing that continues to happen, the Ravens win games, the Lions lose games. I think that's 10 in a row preseason for the Lions. the only loser. Vicious beat for Chuck Edel. They're running out the clock and they fumble. And then Atlanta scores on fourth down.
The play that Ritter had to
make
to score that touchdown.
And the issues continue in Dallas. I believe that is six straight preseason losses for the Cowboys, and they haven't scored more than 16 in any of them, and they have 17 penalties again. I mean, it's McCarthy.
See, that's
gun
the thing,
a
right?
Ski mask.
You're exactly right, Paulie. And in a perfect world, like betting on first coach fired, he should be the shortest shot on the board and the guy that's going to go. But we all know this with Jerry Jones. He doesn't fire coaches during the season. That I don't care who you're playing, when it is, 17 penalties in an actual game is completely unacceptable.
Yeah.
You got to have it more buttoned up than that. And I know we had a buddy of ours reach out to me anyway, and he said, if something happens to Prescott, this is like a three or a four win team because he's so bad.
Absolutely.
McCarthy is such a bad coach.
Yeah. Well, then DiNucci and Rush and then the Motley crew behind him.
Yeah.
That's for years. The one year they had Dalton. But now look at Dalton's backing up Winston and they have Hill. I mean, why don't you have a backup to Dak who's been hurt before?
Yes.
Your season's over if that happens.
Oh, they have no chance to do anything if Dak Prescott goes down.
Jerry.
That'll tell you how valuable, I guess, in theory, that guy is to that organization right now. And I mean, that's why the whole coaching stuff about, oh, I think this guy's really good. He got such a big break because Aaron Rodgers was his quarterback for 10 years. People thought he was a good coach. I'm screaming, holy hell, from 3,000 miles away. Why are you watching these games? The guy's terrible.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
He's holding him back the entire time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can I give you two other beats real quick?
Sure.
How about Jacksonville? Oh, and I had both of these.
Okay.
Jacksonville first half -1. They're up 13-7, driving deep inside Cleveland territory, under a minute to play, pick six, 74 yards the other way.
Oh,
it's 14-13 at halftime.
I missed that.
Absolute killer. And the other one, Seahawks +3 for the game if you got it early.
Yep, brutal.
But also, they're laying a point for the second half. And they're up 15-8 in the second half. And the only thing that cannot happen is for Pickett to, like, get it to a receiver, like a receiver fall, or the defender falls down and is taken to the house, because that number is going to push, because they're going to settle for a field goal, and the second half one is going to win. Nope, both of them go down in flames.
No, forget that. Seattle has the ball at midfield with less than 2 minutes.
Another one.
In a tie game?
Another one.
I mean, you can't lose that bet.
And you did.
And they fumbled.
I had that one.
Absolutely.
I had second half.
Right, and then no game-winning field goal. How about a touchdown in your face? Absolutely. You lose both. My God. Oh,
that's incredible. Three that I can think of right there.
Yeah.
And going back to the Falcons for a second, and this goes, you know, to tie it into the Pickett conversation for a second, too, with the Steelers. At what point, I'll buy this, at what point does Ritter start for the Falcons over Mariota? I would say that guy's going to be in the lineup probably, I don't know about before Pickett, but the first half of the season, I think at some point, yeah, Ritter probably makes some sense.
That soon?
And I'm saying that not even based on what happened, although he looked good. It's just because it's Mariota as the starter. And that guy could get hurt.
I like him.
At any point.
We'll see what the organization wants to do. Throw another guy in there, too. Matt Barkley. He put it through for 220 yards again.
Solid.
There's another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then your guy Love. I mean, a mixed bag, but three interceptions.
Yeah.
One wasn't his fault.
I know.
But it's like, it's a wasted pick, right? With Rodgers signing the long term, it's a wasted pick.
Totally a wasted pick.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was.
He'll never get in there. Yeah. He'll never get in there.
No. And, well, we'll expand on this a little bit more. But in that same game, I thought Brock Purdy looked pretty damn good for the 49ers. Now, again, all things considered, who he was playing against when it was in the game, he looked sharp. So the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at betrivers.com. Coming up next, we will expand on even more quarterback play, injuries, other debuts, and battles coming up next. The Zach Wilson stuff, and then the comments again on Kenny Pickett. Really, really aggressive, probably at this point. But we'll run it all down for you coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more. VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Get ready to kick off the football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. Join BetRivers Wednesday for Win Total Wednesday. Bettors who place a wager on any NFL or college team season win total get a free $10 bet. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app all season long for the latest odds, the great promotions, house specials as well. It's your go-to book this fall. Whole new game at BetRivers.
Okay, more football preseason reaction here on Follow the Money. Deshaun Watson played over the weekend against Jacksonville. Not very sharp, Paul.
That's what you want to call it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like he's going to get... The play on the field was not great, obviously. Also, a couple of moments there where the receivers really let him down. But, you know, it's the first time that he's played in a long, long time, so I don't think there's really much to take from this either. Just that now we're thinking that the overall suspension is going to get juiced up to really 12 games or more.
Yeah. And we'll see when next time we see him now, because that's going to be a long time. Most people think it's going to be at least 12 or could be the season now with the suspension. But now we'll talk to Lombardi coming up. I mean, what are you going to do now? I mean, now they expect it to be at least 12 games. Garoppolo's sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah.
Fourth string, staying away from the Niners. What are you going to give up? Lombardi said they got to make a move for him.
You think the Jets would be in play for Garoppolo?
That would have been interesting. If that would have happened, I don't know if they had the money with the cap space because how that would work with the contract, but that would have been interesting if Wilson was out for the year, what the Jets would have done.
Yeah. I mean, well, even if like the Wilson stuff doesn't go right, I think people, again, you're right, Paul, because people got that wrong right away by saying, oh, he's out for the year. And now I've seen people say 2 to 4 weeks. It's going to be way more than 2 to 4 weeks.
I would think, yes.
So,
and then Flacco was terrible in Denver. So what do you think he's going to do?
Garoppolo's clearly an upgrade over Joe Flacco.
I would agree.
Right,
yes.
And let's be honest here. Again, this was the reason why we wanted to see and they had to play Zach Wilson is because of what they did for him in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Like the year number two, okay, they're all telling themselves, last year did not go well. So we already invested a lot of money in Corey Davis. We went out there and drafted Moore and then Wilson this year in the first round. A lot of draft capital spent. Running back last year in the fourth round, this year in the second round, got tight ends in the preseason, or the offseason, I should say. Like, let's really make this happen. So they are, in theory, set up to actually be pretty good on offense. And if he can't make it happen, like, if a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo was out there, then, yeah, they could maybe be viable anyway on offense.
Yeah. What do you think of the timing with Peter King's report today? Maybe it doesn't play a factor, but I just found it interesting that Garoppolo ignored coaches after getting his first big contract in 2018.
Yeah, why are we hearing about this now for the first time?
An unnamed member of the team's coaching staff, Peter King wrote about it today, told Mike Silver, San Francisco Chronicle, once he left the press conference announcing his new deal, nobody heard from him for weeks and weeks. He didn't return calls or text. He vanished. We're looking around saying, what just happened? And he lost his attention to the detail was gone, too.
Wow.
Oh, mama.
That's kind of alarming, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. But as for Watson, again, you know, what are the Browns possibly going to do here? Do they become true players for acquiring Jimmy Garoppolo? This is their head coach, Kevin Stefanski, on Watson's performance in week one of the preseason.
Yeah, I think he probably wants some throws back. Obviously playing football for the first time in a while. I thought it was important for him to get out there with his teammates in this scheme, just hearing a different voice in the helmet, those type of things. So I'm sure he had the butterflies and the jitters early. But I think he understands there's work to do.
Well, there's no question. I mean, you're going to be off playing football for that long.
Yeah.
He's going to be nervous as hell, I'm guessing.
The other thing is, this is not going to be teddy bears and ice cream. You signed up for this. You wanted it. You knew what you were getting into. It's going to be a rough year for the Browns, and it's going to be hectic and chaotic, and it could be a debacle. And you've already heard several members of the team saying, we expect the opposing fans to be all over us. Oh. It's us against the world. You heard the chants from the Jacksonville fans. Who knows if he even plays this year? Who knows who your quarterback's going to be? So you had to have a sense or an idea that this could be a season where you miss the playoffs and you never had a chance because you're going to get suspended.
Well, combine that with what the media is going to be like, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
And if they're losing games, it's going to be relentless from the fans and from the media, and they are just going to be so, by like week four, if it's not going well, against an easy schedule, week six,
right.
Whatever.
Yes.
It's going to be, good God, can we get the season over with already? I don't want to deal with the media anymore.
Yeah, it's a circus. After his press conference and then what the league said, then Haslam has the press conference with a statement he's been remorseful when the Judge Robinson said no remorse, and then finally it happened that he decided to apologize. Well, what took so long after you said he didn't do anything wrong for over a year?
I mean, honestly, and we'll play it for here in a second.
Yeah.
What was the reaction here when you listened to Watson apologize? You're like, please, pal, spare me. It took you this long. I don't buy 1 second, so here you go. This is a little bit of a Watson's apology.
Look, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back, but I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward.
Truly sorry.
Sure.
Now.
Yeah, because now
truly
he's
sorry.
As the year suspension's coming.
Right. Not only sorry, but believe me here. Truly, trust me on this, everybody.
Yeah.
I really apologize for what I did.
I also would like a $4 million fine and not an $8 or $10 million fine. Too.
Yeah, that's after originally saying I'm not going to pay a fine at all.
Yes.
Yeah, no fine whatsoever.
Oh,
six
God.
Games is going to have to be what it is.
It's a hot dog stand.
Yeah.
Come on. What are you? Who's giving this guy advice? What are you doing? That should have been done a year and a half ago.
No question.
And he should have settled all those things too.
Yep. Again, the whole talking point has been how the team gave him a very player-friendly contract to begin with, only $1 million this year in case he gets dinged, which he's going to. And then the first four games on the schedule that they were given by the NFL, it's like, my God, they can navigate this. Well,
yeah.
Again, what if they're 1-3 or 2-2? And then the schedule really ramps up after that. It could be a really long season. Mm-hmm. I mean, the mistake by the lake, the factory of sadness.
Yeah.
You're going to hear all about it again probably right away by October.
Yeah.
So there's that. And again, I thought that Steelers-Seahawks game was so much fun to watch. The quarterback play was damn impressive pretty much across the board. And the Kenny Pickett stuff, I understand why people are super excited. A rating of 132.6, had a couple of touchdowns, 13 of 15 against real competition. Now, I will say this. The Athletics, Mark Caboli, He wrote, again, that he could replace Trubisky within the first half of the season. And then he also put in, if he's really ineffective, how about week four against the Jets when you put him in the game?
I think that's way too soon. This could be a playoff team. Really, they benefit from what's going on in Cleveland. Say what you want about this guy, but he's a player's coach, and they love him, and he always makes the playoffs or at least has around 500 or a winning record. So they were atrocious last year at the quarterback position. Give Trubisky a chance, whoever it's going to be, and with their defense and the weapons, guess what? All they do is draft good wide receivers.
Oh, yeah, hard to believe. Pickens could turn out to be good.
So I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers make the playoffs. I just think we're take it easy with this guy and let Trubisky cook, and we'll see if they're in the playoff mix once we get to week 10.
Yep. A little bit here from head coach Mike Tomlin on his rookie quarterback.
He moved his group. He played situational football. He displayed a competitive spirit. A lot of good things to build on from a first performance standpoint.
All right, there you go. Mike Tomlin on Kenny Pickett. Also, I thought Sam Howell played well.
Yes, he did.
For Washington.
Yep. But Wentz wasn't bad either. So, good start with those quarterbacks.
You know,
Howell's had a good camp by all reports as well. So,
yeah.
Yep.
I know Sean King here on VSiN, he's been saying that Howell's the best quarterback in this entire class.
He's not the only one to say that. Could be. How about Corral? What happened there?
That was a struggle.
Ooh, one of nine.
That was not pretty for him. No.
Yards.
No, but he was in on the drive where they came back and kicked the game-winning field goal. Well, it wasn't because of him, though.
Yeah.
It was an ugly drive, and they actually scored some points. But looking at some of the rookie quarterbacks right now from the class, I thought Howell was good. I know Ritter was 10 of 22, but he made plays. I think he ran for, 59 yards in that game, too. So I thought he looked good. And really in mop-up duty, Brock Purdy. And I was not a big Brock Purdy fan at Iowa State. But, Paulie, we're also not big Campbell fans, the head coach there at all. The leap that a guy like Purdy could make as a backup quarterback when you get coaching from a guy like Kyle Shanahan compared to Matt Campbell, it could be night and day.
Mm-hmm.
And now, again, it's all of this very small sample sizes. So we're not trying to overreact at all, but just telling you what we saw from week one of the preseason. I'll tell you, I mean, the Sam Howell stuff for Rookie of the Year, that's what I did 2 years ago when Wentz was in Philadelphia. I banked on him being terrible and or getting hurt, and I bet Jalen Hurts 150-1 to win Rookie of the Year. Peterson put him in too late. I also had Herbert at 16-1, so I was fine. But I thought Hurts had a chance. Sure. I mean,
yep.
Howell's like 110, 125-1, I think.
And the game out here, I just don't think Mon can play. He can't throw the ball.
I'm with you.
Mon can't play, and the Raider quarterbacks have looked good in the first two games so far. I don't know what the hell was going on with the field. I mean, apparently that Paul Allen said there was a soccer team that wanted it wet, and then it got moldy.
Oh, boy.
But that's a $1 billion stadium. It's brand new. The field was atrocious.
Yeah.
And they thought it was bad in Chicago as well.
Were really talking about it in
out
Chicago,
here was worse.
Too.
I think there was an Elton John concert. That, I mean, I don't know. That's a fiasco yesterday.
Okay. Up next, all streaks must come to an end. This one was ultra impressive because they were mauling teams. We'll discuss the numbers and how they were adjusted yesterday coming up next.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Here we go. College football guides out, NFL guide coming out very soon. Get all the trends, power ratings, win total recommendations, who's going to make the playoff, player awards, discounted rate, $175. Be an all-access subscriber or $40 a month and see everything we have to up your betting game, VSiN.com/subscribe. Over 300 pages. You'll be blown away by the college football betting guide, especially the work that Mackin and Adam Burke did.
All good things, including streaks, Paulie, must come to an end, and it happened yesterday in Major League Baseball. Did you know that since July 31st, the Dodgers won every game on the run line until yesterday, and every game but one laying at least 2.5 runs as well? So they were just taking teams out behind the woodshed, and I'll give you an idea of how books were adjusting. And you know, you're not going to get much value out of the Dodgers on the run line or -2.5. And I will use a game that was on the board yesterday as an example to compare it to. The Dodgers were -215 yesterday against the Royals. This is a little bit before the game started. The Astros were -256 against the A's. So the Astros were 41 cents more expensive. On the run line, the Dodgers were minus 145. The Astros were minus 124. So you're getting a $1.32 break on the run line with the Astros. You're getting 70 cents on the Dodgers. Think about that.
Yep.
And then laying 2.5 runs. Again, Dodgers 215 for the game. They're plus 110 for 2.5 runs. Astros 256 for the game, plus 130 for 2.5 runs.
Yeah. You watch this stuff every day, you'll see something that just blows your mind. And the fact that that was the longest streak in the National League since like the 20s, and that also ended on the same day. I mean, think about that. Since late May, 43 of the 47 wins are covering the run line. I mean, it's body bag time in the run differential. So they since June 9th, they're 46-18. That's more wins than the Nats, Pirates, Reds, A's, and Tigers have all year.
You got to be kidding.
That's since June 9th what they're doing. 79-34. On pace for 113 wins. As a couple people tweeted who cover the sport, it'll be the quietest 114 season win season
whenever?
You'll ever see.
Oh, no kidding.
Because it's been Astros, Yankees, Mets, and all. Sure.
You want to know what their updated win total is?
I think it's only 107.5, right?
It is, yeah. That's the exact number.
Right, that William Hill put that. Yeah, it surprises me.
107.5.
I don't think there'll be a regression. It's too damn good. And I think they'd also want to play spoiler when they face the Padres nine times in September.
The thing is, but here's the deal, right? Can you really, just sit guys and not have them go out there and play 2 weeks into the baseball playoffs?
No, you can't do that.
Oh, you can't? They got to be fresh.
Right, and you also want to get sit the pitchers? You can't do that.
I would agree.
Other, even if they get 4 or 5 innings, right, they're too good. They're too good, so I would go over 107.5. But 46-8, they're also 71 of the 79 wins on the season are on the run line.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about that for a long time now, how they rarely win by one run, right? they're not even involved in those games. Uh-huh. They scoff at one-run games.
Yeah.
Now, how long have the Dodgers been doing this? Because it seems like, again, there's a stretch every single summer where we're like, my God, this Dodgers team,
right. They're
the best in baseball. They're killing teams. It's not even close. It seems like we have this discussion every year, and we've had it every year for like the last, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years. But they have one ring, and that was during the pandemic?
Yep. Yeah, always have the better team, and then something happens, whether it's a rough start by Kershaw or a bullpen issue or the bats go silent, whatever. St. Louis gave them fits. Couldn't the losing to the Nationals, that was one. They were better than the Braves last year. Wasn't even close. But I say this. I mean, you're loving life if you're a Dodger fan. It'll be a tough out against the Mets if that's the NLCS. But look at a team with a similar record. You think the Yankees are going to do anything? I mean, how bad are they for a team that's 30 games over 500? Again, they cannot hit. And if you keep them in the ballpark, they can't put together a rally.
No, it's home run or nothing,
basically.
It's
ridiculous to get shut out again.
Yeah.
So they don't have an ace, and the question's about their rotation. And, oh, by the way, the bullpen has all kinds of issues now, and you can't trust Holmes.
So who do they get? Does that open it up then for looking at teams to win the American League pennant other than the Astros? Maybe provide some value on a team like the Blue Jays? On a team, gulp like the Guardians? You're going to get Shane Bieber?
They keep surprising people. I know. They're minus 240 to make the playoffs now. I think we can draw a line through the Twins. They blow it again on Saturday night and lose 2 out of 3 against Anaheim. But this is, I still think I'm all in with the Astros. I don't want to, but I want to make a case for the Blue Jays. Are we sure they're going to make the playoffs? Barrios blown up again.
I really want to make a case for Toronto, but I can't
do it, right?
I can't do it.
Right. And the Orioles are a great story, but the schedule's so hard. Maybe the White Sox sneak in the playoffs,
I didn't want you to throw something at me, but I was going to bring up the White Sox.
How about Seattle? I'd rather be Seattle than the Yankees. I'm serious. I got Castillo. I have Ray. I have Flexen. Okay?
You have a pretty good offense?
Yes.
Actually, if the Mariners get the Yankees in a series, they match up well with them.
Yes, they do. They just want back-to-back series.
That's
against
them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's open.
That might be a team right there. Yeah, that could be a team. Because I can trust those two guys more than the guy. I can trust Gausman a little bit. But again, the Blue Jays are throwing Kikuchi out there. Manoah's good. But Barrios is going to have to go. Oh, I've been saying it all year long. What a mistake.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Other updated win totals. Astros are 103.5. And I know that they were recently in the mid-90s and were like, this is going to keep going over. The Mets are 100.5. Again, with this schedule coming up, one of the easiest in all of Major League Baseball.
Yep, September's a joke. They have to just survive this next 10 days. And good job, they won. They should have swept the Phillies. I don't know how you only get a couple hits off Suarez. Scherzer was
He's good
great.
In the second half.
But yes.
But also, like, the Nola was brilliant.
Yeah, that was a great game. Great game. DeGrom was better. But you have four in Atlanta, four in Philly, two against the Yankees, and then you can put it on cruise control in September.
Yeah. I know who my answer to this, but I will ask you anyway. Who do you trust more in October in a possible matchup, DeGrom or the Dodgers offense?
I'd have to take DeGrom.
I have to go to Grom.
Yeah.
I have to go to Grom.
Been filthy.
And then you can go Scherzer to follow that up. And then how good Bassett
is. Well, that's the story. Even look at Carrasco. Carrasco goes today. He's like 13-4.
Yeah.
Their starters are on like 8-0 with an ERA 1 the last nine games. It's ridiculous how great the Mets starters have been.
Yeah. And now the Cardinals are $2 to win the Central. And they're game and a half up.
Yeah, a little high.
I was going to say it's $2 a tad aggressive.
Yeah, the Brewers got 7 coming up against the Dodgers. I would say yes, because they struggle on the road. But -350 to make the playoffs, too? Woo! And the other one, you pointed. Even though they lost 2 out of 3, the Phillies are going to be a tough out. They're doing this without Harper.
Yep.
So you get Harper back. Suarez was great. So was Nola. Wheeler didn't have anything. That surprised me. But they'll be a tough out in the playoffs.
I believe so.
Yep.
Yep. As for today's card, anything stick out to you? I actually might be on the Mets today. Strider goes. Now, overall in the season, he's been really, really good. But small sample size here. Against the Mets, 7.1 innings pitched. By the way, that's in two starts. An ERA of 6.14. He's been very unlucky with the BABIP. A 550 batting average of balls in play.
This guy's out of his mind. This is bulletin board material for the Mets. They beat him twice. In the last game, he comes out and says they were lucky. And the guy, you're a rookie. What have you accomplished? And the guy's referencing BABIP in his post-game press conference. And then the Phillies called the Mets lucky, too. About, you know, oh, the falling. I mean, Dustin's right, our producer. Good things happen when you put the ball in play.
Right.
Quit striking out every time.
Right.
So what are you going to take away from the Mets, what they've done? Calling them lucky? Ridiculous. This is an interesting game, but the Mets have bulletin board material here. I'm with you. Take the plus price with the Mets. And I'm also surprised Sandy's a dog at home against Musgrove. Maybe Marlins first five. But again, we have this ridiculous streak now. They can't hit.
I can't. Again, I can't trust the way they handle Sandy later in the game with the manager and the pitching coach. Although I didn't have a problem last time. He was only at 71 pitches. I don't like the bullpen. I hate the offense. For the game, I couldn't do it. Maybe first five, I would take the Marlins.
I don't trust Musgrove. And then you couldn't even sweep the Nationals. Bad job by the Padres. And then you got the Tatis mess. That's another thing.
You do have to trust him, though, against the Marlins. Musgrove, that is.
Well, you would think. 15 in a row.
I think he'll look pretty good today.
Yeah. Longest streak since 1979 with this anemic offense.
Well, what does it do now to the Padres? Let's play the Clevinger here. I think he probably spoke for a lot of the fan base, other plays as well. Here's pitcher Mike Clevinger talking about the Tatis news after they found out about it.
Very disappointed. It's the second time we've been disappointed with him, and it's just, you hope he grows up and, learns from this and learns that it's not just, it's about more than just him right now.
Killer. They should be pissed off.
Yep.
That ridiculous, but they gave him all that money and that long-term deal, and you have not one but two accidents on the motorcycle, and now he's suspended the next 40 games of next season. What are you doing? Ridiculous what he's doing.
And they gave him... They gave him that lifetime contract.
Yeah, I'll talk about it more coming up. A-Rod was excellent on this last night. Excellent on ESPN with the K-Rod special. He's right. He's Brandon now. This guy's, he's 22, 23 years old. Is he going to follow him around the rest of his career
Probably.
Now?
Yep. By the way, Orioles plus money against bad Kikuchi tonight. Do we actually see good Kikuchi? Jekyll and Hyde.
I think we're on.
All right, up next, we'll recap the betting action from the weekend with Win Some, Lose Some. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Love Mondays during the football season. This is an extensive list and a lot of stuff to recap. Overstart 8-0 and finished going into yesterday, 13-3, but they finished 14-3 with the Raider game going over. Nottingham Forest, 3-1. They beat West Ham 1-0. Brentford, plus 350, drubbed Man United 4-0. Two horrible goals allowed early by Man U. That's their first win against Manchester United since 1938. They're in last place. It's a debacle.
Can you believe that? Since 1938. I almost fell off my chair when I saw that come across. Yeah, you're right. That's 2-0 early, and it's just ugly, and it's just people are laughing at Man U.
Right. You could have had the first goal, and then the second one.
Well, I'm
gave
okay
it
on the pitch.
Oh, Southampton Leeds draw plus 260. Leeds blew a 2-0 lead late. Brighton, Newcastle draw 0-0. Nil-nil detector was out in full force, probably almost 10-1. Draw was plus 230. Also, Wolverhampton and Fulham 0-0.
How about Harry Kane at the buzzer?
That was enormous, right? And then how about the handshake? It was like Schwartz, Harbaugh, too. Conte, what are you doing? Let go of my hand.
You would not let him go.
That was awesome. They're pulling hair. That was feisty. Saturday, the Nationals plus 285. Padres blow a 3-0 lead. That's a bad loss. Bad loss by the Padres. Dodgers, as I mentioned, 71 of the 79 wins on the run line, 43 of 47 since late May to the UFC. It happened again to start the card. Blackshear, Zalah, draw, 80-1 to start. I feel like you put that in your pocket, eh? Right away to start the card. That's a monster. Nam by knockout, 5-1. To win in round one, 10-1. Mershart. Every time we don't have Lou on, he crushes it. I mean, he had this fight nailed every which way but loose. Mershart by submission, plus 450. 27th of his career. To win in round three, 19-1. Lou had inside the distance plus 460. He was plus 240 to win outright.
He had all of that.
All of it but the 19-1.
The 19-1.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Mm. Sweet Lou. How about that? And it was a big dog. Look at all those tickets that cashed just on one fighter. Dan called this. Dan Miller. Vera, round 4 plus 12-1. Oh, what a kick to the head of Cruz. Lights out, baby, as he wins. Mirzakhanov, round 3, 11-1. To win the round 3, 11-1. Landwehr, by decision, 5-1. And Cashweta, to win by knockout, 5-1. And to win in round 1, 9-1. Hey, Zalatoris, pop your cherry. 22-1. How about that? What a golf tournament that was. And the playoff shenanigans. That had everything.
That the final, like, down the stretch when it went to the playoff between Sepp and Willie Z was must-watch television. It was so riveting what was going to happen.
Yes.
Are they going to put it in the drink? How he put where that ball landed
right
on the final hole there for Zalatoris was impossible. And then what's he going to do? Good caddy. Good tweet from our buddy Wes Reynolds.
And the new one, right? And then
that's
the new
what
guy
you get for being a good caddy, right?
Yeah.
It's a talk. Will, you can't shoot it there. You can't. There's no way. You got to go back to the drop zone and take another shot from there.
Yep.
And this is why you keep betting guys that you've been on for a long, long time. Like Matt Eumanns has been on Zalatoris forever. I've bet Zalatoris, I don't even know how many times. I did not have him yesterday.
He was as high as 200-1. I saw at Caesars.
In play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Got off to a bad start.
Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and the videos. And wonder why we got slobber and spit on a coffee table all the time. Look at the dog just
what
making
the
rounds.
What am I looking at?
He's just biting a coffee table.
The whole time's round and round he goes?
That's his move. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So
safe to say I've never seen this before.
Yeah, me either. You're right. Little guy. That's his move.
All right.
What are you going to do? Ninja Cat. Look at this. Whoa. Where'd he come from? Under the couch.
I love
look
this.
Look at this move.
I watched this on repeat so many times yesterday, you have no idea.
I can't believe he's under there. Where'd he come
right
from? And then he uses himself to springboard and come after and attack the other cat. That's a serious ninja move.
Oh,
right out of the
so
movies.
Good.
Good for him. Royale with cheese. Suncoast in the suburbs. That's a dime. Delta Royal jackpot, folks. Is that 18 or 10?
God says 18.
18,000. That's the progressive. That's dimes, but Delta Royal five play.
Well, and by the way, for those of you listening and now watching, thinking dime a thousand, 10 cents.
Yeah.
10 cents.
18,000 if it's Delta. And there you go. Here's your lose some. Manchester United, scoreless in their first two matches for the first time since 1990. It was an own goal in the first match. First time in 100 years, the new manager has lost his first two matches. They've lost 7 in a row on the road in the Premier League for the first time since 1936.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
So bad.
Cardinals, Bengals under 33.5 down to 31. No chance. Cardinals get it themselves. Colts plus 3.5 went off a 1-point favorite, lost by 3. Chiefs plus 2.5 to minus 2 in the over 33.5 up to 38. They lost 19-14. Saints Texans over 33.5 up to 36. No good. Friday, the Mets, a 60-cent move up to 240. They got beat 2-1. And the Pirates have lost 15 in a row on Fridays. How about that? The rain again. Look at this. Lose some. Out the high roller outside the lane. Look at this. Guys coming out, you know, people were rafting in the damn thing. Don't swim in it. It's filthy.
Oh, never hop in.
But
that
this
one
is, oh my God, look at it. You need an arc. How bad it was.
That's maybe the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's the flooding. Just when it rains out here. Incredible.
Wow.
Here we go. We're living in a society. Keep sending these in. It's 516, guys. The great thing about this, you put stuff on TV. Send stuff in. We'll put you on TV. We'll get to the feet on the plane in a second. They showed this during the Bronco game. Look at the resume of Josh Johnson. Are you serious? You tweeted about it, too. Look at that. Buccaneers, 49ers, Mountain Lions.
Well, I just,
Browns,
it's every single team.
Yeah, AAF, Alliance League, UFL.
There are four teams there in 2015.
God. Yeah.
That's the high water mark. Three in 2018 he was with. Oh, man. He's moved around quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, and here we go. Start your day off right. And we had a problem out here at the McCarran Airport. Look at this. Feet all the way up on the wall, barefoot. There you go. Right up there, front and center. Absolute animals. Mm. Ridiculous. Thanks for sending it in. Bad for the books. Plenty of them. Lions, Falcons over. Good call, Chuck Edel. 32.5 up to 35.5. No problem. Browns over. 33 up to 36.5. Jets game over, 33 up to 36, 24-21. Packers 49ers over. Good call, Chuck. 32.5 up to 36, easy, 28-21. Carolina over, 34 up to 38, 23-21. Seahawks over, 33.5 up to 39, 32-25. Titans plus one, went off a 2.5-point favorite, 1-4. Broncos from 2 up to 5, 117-7. Raiders 2.5 up to 5 in the over, 34 up to 39. They win and cover against the Vikings. Bad beats. The Twins Saturday led 3-0 in the 8th and 3-1 in the 9th. They blew it. Friday, the Yankees. Now, this is a moose, but you might think, nah, what's the big deal? Holmes blew it in the 9th inning against the Red Sox. Boston was 0-45 this year when trailing entering the 9th, and they had lost 78 in a row.
That's how it's going for the Yankees.
Yes,
right now.
And Holmes blows it. This was a moose in Toronto. Friday, the total was 8.5 in the Blue Jay game. It was 8-0 in the top of the 4th.
Yeah.
That was the final score. Are you kidding? Dodgers Royals under 9. No score in the 7th. 8-3 final. St. Louis Milwaukee under 8 yesterday. 2-2, bottom of the 8th, and goes over. Lions pick up to 2.5. Up 3 with 2 minutes. Fumble running out the clock. Ritter throws a touchdown on 4th and 9. And Seattle plus 3. And minus 1 in the second half. Pickett with the late touchdown. You get beat there. Win some, lose some. Presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus with code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com.
It can be deflating to anybody when you're on some of these games and you lose like you do. Should be having a tremendous start to the preseason. But when you have losses like the Seahawks plus 3 and 1-1 for the second half like that, the way it happened,
Yep. It's
a killer. When you have Jacksonville minus 1 for the first half and they're deep inside Cleveland territory with less than a minute, 74-yard pick 6 the other way and you lose. It's just like, oh, God, man, what?
Seattle games are dead. Yeah, you can't. Worst case, you should push there.
You have
the ball at midfield less than 2 minutes.
Yes, right.
I mean, that's...
You have it diagnosed correctly. You think you're on the right side the entire time, and then just fluky plays happen like that over and over and over again. It's like...
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe the Lions game. Come on.
I know.
Well, you've lost 10 in a row, and that's why. You fumble running the clock out? And then, of course, you know, as Smith said, I don't want overtime. So 4th and 9, they go for it. He throws a touchdown.
I know. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Michael Lombardi on the program coming up next. We will ask him about Zach Wilson. The penalties and the problem that continues in Dallas with the Cowboys, 17 in a preseason game, unacceptable. Deshaun Watson, and when is Kenny Pickett starting in Pittsburgh? That's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21-town sportsbook. Must be 21-town sportsbook. Must be 21-town sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.